You're listening to 1440 KVON, the voice of the Napa Valley. Here's your host, Barry Martin.
And the time now is 7:34, and I'm happy to report that we do indeed have the program on Measure C that we were hoping to have today. So get ready, tune in, set your other work aside, and spend some time learning about Measure C, as we have representatives of, as I mentioned, both sides joining us. Representing the Yes on C perspective is Chris Benz. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. I have to say I'm nervous because I've never been on radio before, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity to talk with your audience about Measure C.
Very good. Well, the nerves will go away real quickly because we're just going to chat. From the No on C perspective, Dave Whitmer is joining us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Barry.
So let's start with a little scene setter as to who we're hearing from. For those who don't know you, Chris, tell us about yourself, first of all, and maybe a little bit about your perspective for being on getting involved with this campaign.
Sure. I've lived in Napa for 30 years and have spent my career in the wine industry as a winemaker and winery production manager. I finished as a winery production manager in Napa Valley. And during the drought, I became very concerned about the water that our winery was using. I started tracking that. And then as the county was required to look at its use of groundwater due to the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, I began attending hearings to learn about the county's report and learn more and more about this issue. And understanding that, understanding the need of agriculture for our groundwater has brought me to my very strong support for Measure C.
Very good. Dave Whitmer, same question for you.
Thanks, Barry, and thank you for having me on this morning. I worked for 33 years for the County of Napa in the Department of Agriculture, the last 20 as the Napa County Agricultural Commissioner. I came out of retirement to be a part of the No on C campaign because I just believe that it's poor policy and would like to get the word out about that. This is an issue that is can be termed a mom and apple pie. Who doesn't want to have healthy watersheds and clean water? I think everyone would say that's a goal we should aspire to. I think it's how you do it, and I think it's how you get there. And my concern about the language in Measure C is that it will have many unintended consequences if passed by the voters.
All right, very good. Let's get some kind of an opening statement, Chris, if you will, on the what the measure will do, first of all, the for those who are not informed at this point, and I'm hoping that that's not very many folks who vote in Napa at this stage. I hope people are paying attention and getting information, but it's the Watershed and Oak Woodland Protection Act, and if passed by the voters, Chris, it will...
Well, Measure C will protect our local water supplies, our reservoirs and groundwater, by protecting the trees and oak woodlands in our watershed. And it protects those in three ways. It increases the setbacks along streams and wetlands in the ag watershed zone, which are the hillsides around our valley. It also will increase the amount of acreage that needs to be preserved or replanted when an acre of oaks is removed. And it sets a limit on how many acres of oak woodlands can ultimately be removed. It builds on existing regulations that we have.
All right. And Dave, from your perspective, the No on C basics.
Well, you know, Barry, the County of Napa already has rigorous environmental regulations in place. Measure C undermines voter-approved Measure J, which effectively protects agriculture and the Ag Preserve. And this initiative would add confusing regulations that will waste taxpayers' money. Measure C restrictions would make even the smallest changes to people's land a problem for them. someone who even removes a few oaks from their property without following the strict regulations in C could be charged with a misdemeanor. An independent legal analysis that was conducted for the county of Napa talked about Measure C being unlawfully vague and misleading. If Measure C passes, it'll leave the county vulnerable and require the county of Napa to foot the legal bill to defend it in the courts. It's almost certainly to be challenged. There's really no scientific evidence that has been brought forward as to why Measure C will improve water quality. In fact, there's some really disturbing things in Measure C that it even talks about things like allowing roads, septic and wastewater systems, solar installations, electrical vehicle charging stations, cell towers. These things are all allowed in the language in Measure C. And if you're interested in protecting the quality of water and watersheds in Napa County, why would these things be, these commercial things be something that would be allowed? So the position against Measure C is really that it's poorly written, the language is ambiguous, uses a number of ambiguous terms. It's almost certain to be challenged in the courts, and the county of Napa and the taxpayers will pick up the tab on that legal bill. And it really doesn't accomplish what the proponents want. I think you'll find that most people in Napa County are interested in and want to have clean water and healthy watersheds. It's about how we go about it. And from my perspective as a former ag commissioner, the initiative process is absolutely the wrong way to go about legislating something this technical. I rolled out regulatory programs for many years and always found the need to tweak those, to change those, to make those better. The initiative process won't allow that. That will have to be done by going back to the voters through the initiative process. It's the wrong way to legislate.
Mm-hmm. All right, to get into some specifics here, Chris, let's focus on this groundwater issue. You led off with that. Mm-hmm. That was your key element that got you involved. What is the science on the question about impact to groundwater? We had a report not too long ago saying that the aquifer is recharging appropriately. In a shortcut, I guess the system seems to be working in that we know that water quality is better. What's going into the Napa River is better than it used to be. There are lots of regulations on total maximum daily load and all these, protections of siltation. We've seen some of the spawning fish start to return into the ecosystem of the Napa River over the last, 10, 15, 20 years, right? So what is the basis of the concern about groundwater?
Well, I just wanted to comment, too. There are now new requirements by the State Water Quality Board on vineyard wastewater discharge because the State Water Quality Board didn't feel that we were seeing enough improvement. Mm-hmm. And just to add on to that, Measure C, the State Water Quality Board, the protections under Measure C are in line with the state's new requirements. But to get back to groundwater, what the basin analysis report that was prepared for the county showed was that our groundwater, 70% of our groundwater, is pumped out for vineyard irrigation and winery use. So it's absolutely essential to our wine industry. The county report also showed that over 60% of that groundwater comes from the hillsides. And the other bit of science is the county's own voluntary oak woodland management plan that was prepared in 2010 with the support of all of the industry trade groups. And that report shows the benefit of oak woodlands to our watershed. And most importantly, it states that oak woodlands capture 20 to 30% more groundwater than grasslands. And what's happening in our hillsides now is they're being converted into vineyards. And if we replace oak woodlands with vineyards, we're losing that water capturing capacity. We're diminishing our watershed's ability to recharge our groundwater. So that's at the basis of my concern. I know that we'll be using more groundwater. Our wineries are expanding production. That takes groundwater. I know we'll be needing more water from our, or as much water as we can get from our reservoirs, because we're expanding housing, as we should be, and hotel rooms. If, as we're increasing our use, we're not protecting our ability to recharge, I think we're in grave danger of diminishing our groundwater, and that would have a very bad impact on our industry. As I say, our wineries and vineyards will survive without cutting another tree. They won't survive without the groundwater.
All right, Dave Whitmer, do you agree with the position on the groundwater issue as stated here?
Well, there's no question that groundwater is being used by agriculture and wineries. It's how the system was designed and set up here. The groundwater has always been kind of one of those things that those in agriculture have wells and are using water to irrigate vineyards. I would suggest that of all agricultural crops, vineyards require the least amount of irrigation. It's pretty scientific how irrigation practices are employed here. The amount of water that's being used in vineyards and wineries, I think the most recent report from the county on groundwater showed a real even recharge of the system. So, I guess what I'm hearing from the proponents is this kind of sense that the sky is falling and that we have to do something. Let's put this in perspective a bit, Barry. We have currently the most recent agricultural crop report that was just issued here the other day shows that we have about 46,189 acres of vineyard that's in the county. That's countywide. With 500,000 acres of land within the county border, that's total land mass, that 46,189 acres is 9.2%, 9.3%, somewhere in that range. It's certainly less than 10% of the land mass. The current regulatory structure that we have doesn't allow for planting of vineyards in slopes above 30%. If you look at our watersheds out here, most of the land that's in our unincorporated area, in our agricultural watershed and open space zoning district, which is what is being concerned here, most of that land is at slopes that are too great for planting. So, and when we look at locations where you can actually plant vineyard right now, look, with the wine industry economy doing what it is doing and the success of this industry, the pressures on this place have become incredible. I mean, you can see what's happening with downtown and the interest in businesses being here, hotels being here, restaurants being here, to be a piece of Napa. That pressure is huge. And we're just not seeing the wholesale planting of hillsides here in Napa County. You would expect to see that, wouldn't you? If this was something that was going to happen, we'd be seeing these vineyards be planted everywhere, and we're not. What we see is thoughtful regulatory process that the county has that really does a good job of regulating where vineyards can go in and how they're constructed, because it's in the maintenance of those vineyards and in the way that they're cared for that is really where a lot of the water quality issues are placed. And we have a number of excellent voluntary programs I'd cite Napa Greens as one. Those programs that growers and vintners participate in that help them keep their vineyards the most sustainable growing vineyards of any place on earth. I just don't see that the sky is falling, Barry.
Chris, the suggestion underlying is essentially that this is a solution in search of a problem. How do you react to that?
Well, I'm going to quote Warren Winiarski, who is one of the Measure C supporters and was a strong supporter of Measure J, which was an initiative that protects our ag preserve. And what he says is that when Measure J was enacted, the valley wasn't covered with subdivisions. It was done with vision to preserve the land that agriculture needs. In the same way, he and other vintners and growers are supporting Measure C because they understand that the trees in the watershed, which gather the water and filter the water to provide groundwater, we need to protect them now before they've disappeared. A lot of trees were lost due to the fire, and there'll be increased pressures from drought in our future with climate change. Trees will continue to be lost to fire and drought. Do we need to lose them to the developer's axe? I don't think that's necessary. I think it's very possible to have increased vineyard development without cutting trees, but it does require regulation, and it's regulation that the county has not been interested in passing, which is why we have an initiative.
We're talking with Chris Benz, representing the Yes on Measure C perspective, and Dave Whitmer, representing the No on Measure C perspective. Take a quick break here on the KVON Morning Show. Back with more with these guests and more conversation on the topic after these messages.
St. Helena A&W Root Beer is currently looking for enthusiastic, friendly people who would like to join their team in serving delicious breakfast, lunch, and dinner while providing great customer service. $15 per hour full-time. Start immediately. Apply at the A&W, 501 Main Street, St. Helena. Applications available at awrestaurants.com. And whether you are applying for that great next job or just thirsty, order one of their famous A&W root beer floats for only $1.99.
The Napa Valley Wine Train continues its appreciation for locals with special Gourmet Express lunch and dinner packages midweek through June 2018. Napa and Sonoma County residents get up to 50% off a three-hour journey back to an elegant age in expertly refurbished Pullman cars. You will enjoy a multiple course gourmet meal and welcome wine tasting. Limited offer. Valid for Napa and Sonoma County residents. Restrictions apply. Make your date for this one-of-a-kind Napa Valley experience at winetrain.com using booking code LOCALNSC.
Matthews Mattress, your family and locally owned mattress store on Soskal Avenue in Napa, is your only source for Tempur-Pedic beds in the Napa Valley. And they have a large selection of brand name mattresses for you to try out in the most relaxing showroom you'll ever see. When you visit Matthews Mattress, you'll find the experience of buying a bed so much easier than you expect. They have free delivery, and if you buy by 5, you're sleeping by 9 o'clock on your new mattress.
Hi, this is Dustin. Come see me at Matthews Mattress on Soskal Avenue. We're your hometown mattress store since 1991.
Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Just 15 minutes across Jameson Canyon, you hit Highway 80, head north, boom, jump off on Sassoon Parkway, and there you are, the home of the most beautiful vehicles on the planet, from the C-Class, E-Class, S, the AMGs, and of course the full line of vans, Metris, and the Sprinters. I've had the opportunity to drive most of them, and I have been impressed by every single one of them. Not only that, some of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and locally owned, locally run. Find Jukes or Sue or Mo, maybe Bob or Steve. They're all in there. Just walk in, say hi. They'll offer you a coffee. Next thing you know, you're making new friends and checking the most beautiful cars on the earth. It is. Oh, and one final thing. That's right. Wonder Woman drives a Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
back on the KVON Morning Show. It is Monday, April 30th, 7:54 in the morning. I'm Barry Martin. In this segment, we are talking about Measure C, and we're hearing from both sides today. Dave Whitmer is in studio representing the No on Measure C campaign. Chris Benz is here representing the Yes on C campaign. If you don't know yet what Measure C is, it's the Watershed and Oak Woodlands Protection Initiative that's coming up on our ballot very soon, and all Napa voters should be aware of what's going on. This is impactful. Either way that it turns out, there will be a cause and effect from this. I want to focus for the next few minutes before the news break on what you mentioned, Dave, in terms of undermining Measure J. And I want to hear from both of you about that. In what way? Can you go into some detail about that concept?
Well, you know, Measure J and the current regulatory scheme that we have sets aside this agricultural watershed and open space zoning district in the county, which is most of our surrounding hillsides. The valley floor is in Ag Preserve, AP, zoning. So this agricultural watershed and open space district, agriculture has always been considered the highest and best use of land in those areas. What this Measure C begins to do is say, no, you can't plant a vineyard there. If a vineyard is required to cut even a few trees, it would not be allowed under Measure C. And so it begins to take this idea that we collectively in our community have said is important, that we maintain this opportunity to use these lands where they can be installed reasonably and with good regulation, that it begins to say, no, you can't do that. But it doesn't speak to, and I guess one of the concerns, and I mentioned this earlier, it does speak to some very commercial type things like, you know, solar installations and cell towers and all these things that would be permitted. And it's like, well, if you're concerned about water quality, if you're concerned about healthy watersheds, why would you not prohibit, say, the building of a winery or an event center or whatnot? If you could fit that without taking out any trees, that's allowed under Measure C. But a vineyard is not. I don't get the logic. And again, I think it's I think the issue is this is a poorly written initiative, mm-hmm. and we should be rejecting it because it's not good policy. It's not good legislation.
Let's hear from Chris and your perspective on that.
Okay. Issue. First of all, I want to clarify what the initiative actually says. The initiative protects trees in the watershed. It does not say you may not plant a vineyard. It says don't cut trees around streams or wetlands. And if you are removing trees for a permitted activity, currently you have to replace those at a 2-to-1 ratio, and Measure C ups that to 3-to-1. As far as the activities that Dave is referring to as commercial, currently what is allowed in the ag watershed is a residential development, one home per acre, or agricultural. Nothing else is permitted unless perhaps the state or federal regulations would permit it. So if there's an event center, it would have to be tied to a winery, and wineries are permitted by the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors. Measure C can't do anything about that. So I think also I'd like to say that I believe it's very strong and well-written law. It was developed in partnership with the Napa Valley Vintners, with their land use attorney, Tom Adams, and with the Watershed Initiative Committee's attorney, Robert Perlmutter, who wrote Measures J and P. So I think it's very well-written law. The county's report that Dave referred to was concluded that Measure C would be considered lawful by a court.
All right. We need to pause there. You said, I'm not sure you meant to say one home per acre.
Oh, it's one home per parcel.
Parcel. 160 acres in the ag watershed, right?
Or correct. There's some smaller parcels as well.
That are already defined. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. Just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you.
We're talking with Chris Benz, Yes on Sea Perspective, Dave Whitmer, No on Sea Perspective. Break for the news coming up, then we'll come back and talk some more. Stay tuned. This is important information for local voters, and we hope that you will absorb it and digest it and formulate your own opinion. We'll be back right after this quick message.
First, there was the lost generation. Then came the greatest generation, followed by the silent generation, the me generation, and Generation X. Now comes the overscheduled, overprotected, hyper-parented generation. 3 out of 4 of whom are riding in car seats that aren't being used correctly. The latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Just clip it to the anchors, attach the top tether, and pull the straps tight. To find out more, visit safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. It's the next generation of child safety for the next generation. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
1440 KVON Napa, the voice of Napa Valley sports and news.
Some days kids can be all. Other times they can get a little. That's childhood. And that's why kids need Kiwanis. Our 600,000 members worldwide support the development and imagination of kids wherever they are. Every day. Because nothing sounds better than a child with a future. See how kids around the world are heard at Kiwanis.org.
When your car or truck is ready for new tires, go to the tire store that provides wholesale prices direct to the public. Quinlan's Tire Service has been of tire service to the Napa Valley for over 50 years. Aaron Quinlan continues that family tradition. Road service is also provided. All major brands of tires are available at wholesale prices. Check them out. Quinlan Tires on Watson Lane, north of American Canyon's Walmart, just off the east side of the Napa Vallejo Highway. You're listening to 1440 KVON, the voice of the Napa Valley. Here's your host, Barry Martin.
And we're back at 8:08. It's the Monday, April 30th, KVON Morning Show. We're lucky this morning to have Measure C as our topic. Measure C is probably the most important bit of legislation that's occurred around here, been proposed around here in quite a while. Measure C is the Watershed and Oak Woodland Protection Initiative that's on your June ballot. And this morning we're hearing from both sides in the room at the same time. Chris Benz representing the Yes perspective and Dave Whitmer representing the No perspective. Let's dive right back in. I've got a couple of questions. Chris, starting off with you. You have, as you mentioned in the intro, worked in the wine industry. Have you worked always in the wine industry 30 years in Napa?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not always in Napa. I spent about half of my career in Alexander Valley in Sonoma County.
Great. And in vineyard management, winery operations?
As a winemaker and as a winery production manager.
Okay. So, you know, clearly you're in the industry that this county has become all about. Over this 40-50 year period. When all of the major organizations that represent the growers and the winemakers and the wineries are opposing this, what does that create a conflict for you? And isn't there something to be said for the fact that all of the industry trade groups are against this?
Well, it's very sad for me to see that because I don't think it's in the industry's long-term interest not to support Measure C because as the Growers and Vintners for Responsible Agriculture, a group that formed to support Measure C says Measure C was designed to ensure ongoing farming success in the Ag Preserve by ensuring that water remains available from the Agricultural Watershed Zoning District. The beautiful oak-studded hillsides that surround Napa Valley are also a critical source of our agriculture and town water supplies. In other words, Measure C is necessary both for ag and for residents. But what I think has happened is that the corporate interest that are the money in the vintners or the Napa Valley Vintners organization are interested in less not having additional regulations that will end so they can continue to develop in the hillsides. I don't think they're concerned about creating a sustainable or maintaining a sustainable industry. And in fact, the opposition campaign appears to be aimed at confusing voters. One of the statements that I find so interesting coming from the opposition, financed as it is by wine industry members, is that event centers, which can only be associated with wineries in the ag watershed, are the causes of tourism and traffic that are the real threats to Napa Valley. And I'm going, since when are wineries against tasting rooms? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Let me swing it around to you for a second here, Dave. Chris mentions the accusation that's been made by the Yes side that some of the advertising and the approach to opposing this has been
confusing,
I think was the word Chris used. And then I think the reaction that some people had when hearing statements about increasing traffic and so on is like scratching the head. Like, how does that fit?
Sure.
Can you get into that a little bit?
I will, Barry, but I have to take exception with something I just heard Chris say, which is that the corporate interests in the Valley don't care about this place and aren't interested in it becoming sustainable. Look, the fact of the matter is that corporations are here, and I realize that many people have this kind of look at corporations as the bogeyman. Come on, let's be real. The people who work for those companies, who live and work here, they're invested in this community. They care deeply about it. And if anything, the corporations have brought resources to allow them to be more sustainable, to get involved in these volunteer industry groups. Some of the campaign promotional materials have been questioned. I get that. I think you're going to see that in any campaign. There's going to be questioning back and forth. The issue of traffic, is it the best argument? No, I don't think it is personally. But the nexus is that if you own parcels in the Ag Watershed and Open Space District, of whatever size, and you are looking for some economic value to that property, what are you going to do if you can't plant a vineyard on those lands, and your opportunity then is to build a home or a winery or whatever? Then isn't that going to increase traffic? That's the nexus. Mm-hmm. Whether it makes sense to people or not, that's mm-hmm. how we got there.
I think what Chris said in response to the idea that if I have a 160-acre parcel in the watershed and this is passed and I can't plant a vineyard because of oaks that would need to be removed, et cetera. But I can, as you say, fit a building in there of some kind, whether that's a home or a business entity. What Chris was saying, I believe, is that, yes, but that would have to be approved by the Planning Commission and the Board of Supervisors before that winery or event center or home could get built. So don't you have the potential then, as it exists, to prevent that kind of development that would cause traffic?
Well, perhaps, but aren't we changing kind of the character of the Valley by doing that? Aren't we saying, okay, well, we understand that you know, you're not going to be able to plant vineyards there, but you can do something else? Mm-hmm. To me, that's a wholesale change. This is a crossroads for us.
And to come back to you on this same mm-hmm. question, Chris, If a person has that 160 acres, they cannot, because of Measure C, plant a vineyard, and then they are turned down by the Planning Commission and the county for a home or a winery or something. Now they really have a lawsuit, don't they, because they've been completely removed from having a use of their property.
That would never happen because they can never be turned down for having a home. The right to a home, it's called by right. So a home does not require a discretionary use permit. And in fact, in both the ag watershed and the ag preserve zones, one is allowed by right to build a home, a second unit, which has a kitchen, a guest cottage, which does not have a kitchen, a residential care facility for seniors, and a family daycare center. All of that is allowed currently by right. And there's nothing Measure C can do to change that.
So we are seeing that the potential would be that if a vineyard use was not allowed because of Measure C passing, that there could be those developments that you're talking about instead of vineyards in some parcels potentially.
Absolutely. And we're seeing, I think we're all well aware that homes are being built in the ag watershed right now. In fact, the local construction trade refers to them as 8822s. Have you heard that term?
No, I haven't. What's
oh, that? You'll like this. 8,000 square feet for $8 million owned by two people who spend 2 weeks a year there.
Wow. I'm going to write that down. 8822s. Okay. Another topic for another time, certainly, right. About the future of Napa. I want to give each of you a little bit of time. We'll run out of time here in about 10 minutes, so I'd like to do a little back and forth and let you take turns touching on aspects that I haven't asked about or particular points you want to refute from earlier, rebut, et cetera, and have a little conversation. Dave, would you like to start?
Sure. One thing we haven't talked about, Barry, is the confusing nature of the language and the conflicting terms that Measure C uses. It has terms like oak tree, oak woodland, that it creates definitions for that are currently a different definition in the current codes. This sets up some confusion by those that would have to interpret it. It uses terms like necessary. It uses terms like infeasible. Okay. Look, as a regulator for 33 years, the importance of having clear language when you roll out a regulatory program, there can't be any shades of gray with this language. It needs to be something that is really clear and understood by anyone. And the language that I find in Measure C is poor in that it creates these ambiguous terms. There's also this oak woodland maximum number of acres that are allowed to be harvested, 795 acres, and that is perplexing to me. Somehow, the proponents believe that they have, you know, centered in on the 795 acres of oak trees that can still be removed because of the general plan and what we said we were going to, you know, build vineyards to 2030. There's some real confusion, I think, in the language that this sets up. How that number was arrived at, and what it means. How many acres of oak woodland would be considered lost by the fires we recently had? How many trees did we lose? Millions of trees in the recent fires. And there's some question. I think you'll have attorneys on both sides of this thing that will argue that some will say that we haven't reached our 795 acre limit, and some will say we would reach that immediately upon passage of Measure C. So there's some real concerns about how this would be interpreted. And the proponents believe that they have written this thing so it's so airtight. But the reality is, if it gets passed, the county of Napa is going to have to interpret what was meant. There isn't going to be an opportunity for discussion about it. It's going to be they're going to have to figure out what this language means and implement it, and then they're going to have to defend it in the courts. I would urge your listeners to really look at the 9111 report, the 9111 report that was commissioned by the Board of Supervisors. It was what put together the kind of unbiased evaluation of what this language would do. And I think you'll see that they draw some fairly startling conclusions about, number one, whether or not it would be immediately challenged in the courts, whether the language is sound and relates to language that we already are using, both at the state level and at local level. The reason why the sometimes the arguments against Measure C look confusing is because this measure is confusing, and it's ambiguously written and poorly written. And I believe, number one, Barry, that we ought to be having this argument, this discussion in the community. We ought to be coming together and solving these problems like we've shown over and over again that we can. If we bring the right people into the room and we have this conversation, we can get to the answers that we need to have. But the initiative process is the wrong way to legislate this.
Chris, rebuttal?
Yes, indeed. Dave, I have to disagree with you that the language in Measure C is not clear. In fact, the terms that the 9111 report calls vague, such as necessity and feasible, are used dozens of times in the current conservation regulations that we have, and they are and hundreds, if not thousands of times in our state regulations. They are used to allow flexibility by our regulators. I'd also like to address your concern about the definition of oak woodland. Currently, the county does track the amount of oak woodlands that are converted due to developments throughout the county, but the county has no written definition for oak woodland. So what are they using? Well, we don't know, but the Measure C does clarify that and does define oak woodland. And finally, I'd like to address your point about why can't we come together and do this as a community. First of all, it was developed in partnership with the Napa Valley Vintners. And second of all, and this is from a wonderful letter that was in the Napa Valley Register, failing county action, forest preservationists drafted three separate initiatives to protect our watershed from deforestation. Each time the industry approached the preservationist, effectively saying, let's work together to draft a measure we can all support. Each time the preservationists consented, the industry dragged the process out. And while the industry represented they were supportive, they ultimately opposed the preservation initiatives, as is happening right now. The letter goes on to say, remember how Lucy offered to hold the football for Charlie Brown? Well, this time, Charlie Brown, in the form of the voters, are getting wise, and over 7,000 people signed the petition to put Measure C on the ballot. And we're all going to vote yes.
Let me ask a couple of follow-ups on some different aspects I don't think we've touched on. As I understand it, Measure C allows a vineyard replant exempted from the new setback requirements that would be in Measure C. Is that correct, Chris?
Well, what's important to understand is that the setback requirements in Measure C are to keep trees from being cut. So there are setbacks for forested areas. So if there's an area that has no trees, then the setbacks would revert to the current county setbacks, which have to do more with filtration for sedimentation.
Mm-hmm.
So with vineyards that have been developed, or any agriculture for that matter, if the trees have already been cut, the no-cut zones mm-hmm. would not be applicable.
And yet, wouldn't it be true that older vineyards with lesser setback requirements have a greater potential for erosion into streams than newer vineyards with larger setback requirements that exist now?
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that's one reason the State Water Quality Board has instituted its wastewater discharge requirements and made those applicable to all vineyards, including replants greater than 5 acres. Mm-hmm.
Some people looked at that replant exemption as something that those who have already a lot of acreage don't want to see that change, because that setback costs you a lot of vines, as you well know, if you have to increase the setback from a stream on your property.
I'm not following how
that a better measure would increase the setbacks for any replant if you're concerned about erosion.
That would mean in this case planting trees along the stream banks,
okay.
And
right.
That's not something Measure C addresses.
All right, I want to come back on another issue that's definitely an undercurrent in this, and asked you, Dave, to address it. I know you don't speak for Napa Valley Vintners specifically, but the fact that the Vintners participated in this at the beginning and were in favor of this Measure C in some format, and then have switched sides, as it were, has confused a lot of people. How do you speak to that?
Well, I can't speak for the Vintners, and I won't. I think what you see right now is, as you said earlier, a situation where all of the major industry-serving organizations, the Vintners, Wine Growers of Napa County, Napa County Farm Bureau, and the Napa Valley Grape Growers are all opposed to this. I can tell you that if the Vintners were working with the group and are now opposed, they must have seen something troubling in this, and I would hope that you know the reasons are for what I've stated, which is this is poorly drafted and would have unintended consequences for the County of Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, it seems to me that it's pretty clear right now that the industry is opposing this. And I would suggest to you, Barry, and your listeners, that it's not because they don't care about healthy watersheds and clean water. Everybody does. But the situation is there's always already a tremendous set of regulations on the books that are being employed. And without some good scientific evidence to show that that system is failing us, the question then is begged, you know, why are we doing this? What is it? Who are we serving? Is this just an effort by those to say, look, we're going to try and stop all development and, you know, all agriculture, all winery? You know, this begins to really set, I think, the community kind of and put a divide between us, which I'm frankly really sorry to see happening. What Chris and I have decided before walking in here this morning is that, you know, we may be opposed to on opposite sides of this particular initiative, but Chris is a fine person, and many of the people that are proponents of this are fine individuals. We're gonna, at the local level, we're gonna continue to respect one another and work through these disagreements. I would much prefer that we work through these disagreements around a table rather than at the ballot box. But, you know, this is what is before us. And so I'm working hard to try and make sure that it doesn't get passed.
All right. I think it would be a good moment to go to a sort of closing statement, some summary, and make your case, yes, on Measure C from Chris Benz.
Well, what I've seen as I've been canvassing around the valley from Calistoga to American Canyon for Measure C is that Napa is a community, and it's not necessarily a community divided. I've seen that voters care about our natural environment. They understand the need to preserve trees in the watershed in order to protect our local water supply, and they want our local resources to stay whole and healthy for generations to come. And that's also the attitude of the growers and the vintners that support Measure C, and it's certainly mine. Thank you, Barry.
All right. And No On C Perspective, Dave Whitmer.
Barry, everybody I've ever talked to would tell you that they believe in healthy watersheds and clean water. Who wouldn't? It's mom and apple pie here. The reality is we have a very strong and good set of regulations that's in place. In fact, it's been said that the Napa Valley has the strictest regulations of anywhere on the planet for planting vineyards, and I believe that to be the case. My sense is that this is this whole process lacks science as to how we got here in terms of really the need for and then the crafting of this initiative. I believe the initiative process is absolutely the wrong way to legislate something that is this complex and requires the ability to take it out and to test it on the land and see how it works. And be able to tweak it, and the initiative process is absolutely the wrong way to do that. This should be something that the Board of Supervisors could pass and tweak if it needs to be tweaked. And for all of the things that I mentioned, all of the ambiguous language, the confusing terms, I believe that this is going to be challenged. Many people believe that it's going to be challenged in the courts. And then the county of Napa and all of us taxpayers are kind of stuck defending something that is poorly written, poorly drafted. I urge a no vote.
I want to mention as we conclude that the 9-11-1. I always say 9-1-11. That's the same way everybody says it. That report, as well as the analyst's report from the county, the measure itself, and so on, are all on the county website. I invite people to go and read it for yourself, read all those official documents. And then I'm sure you both sides have websites operating that make your case, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So, the no is www.protectnapa.com.
Okay. And the yes side?
www.protectnapawatersheds.
Okay. That's good. And so go see those resources. If you just Google Measure C Napa County, you'll find lots of links to look at. And there's been quite a bit of good media reporting on this, from the Chronicle to other papers, Napa Valley Register, obviously. So, you know, read and get informed, study the issues. And I want to say a big thanks to Chris Benz and Dave Whitmer for being here today and for having a civil discussion on this. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you,
for
Barry.
Having us.
All right. Time for a break. We'll check some top news stories right now.